Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Matt Lofgren, who is the CEO of Nostratera Oil and Gas, which is a ticker NTOG on the FTSE AIM market. Welcome, Matt. Nice to speak to you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So I was just wondering if you could give a brief background of your own working history before we get into NTOG.
Yeah, sure. I've been in oil and gas for about a decade now. I was working for a large developer in the U.S., and it's kind of an interesting piece of history. Ties into some of the global events that have gone on, but had large holding, and we were developing big communities over in the Southwest with a couple ranches bought in Texas. And at the time, there were no wells of any sort on these ranches. And about a year after buying these ranches, got leases taken on them, and ended up becoming the very beginning of the first of all the shale plays in the world, the Barnett Shale. And these ranches were smack dab in the middle of it. And that happened before he had hired me. And after doing his acquisition, entitlement, development work for a bit, he said, "Look, you know, the what we've got here in the Barnett and what's happened has been the best accident that's ever happened to me. And I'd like to do more of that. Let's go do it on purpose." So he tasked me to start his energy company. And that's how I got started in the business.
And so you've obviously got some of your Nostratera assets in the sort of Texas area, and you're mainly based onshore. So you just want to give us a bit of a flavor of where those assets are based in USA and Egypt.
Yeah, sure. In the US, we've got East Texas and West Texas. In East Texas, we found a field. Now, let me back up a little bit. When we started at Nostra, we started buying non-operated working interests, smaller interests operated by other operators, and we started building our portfolio that way. And then in the last year plus, we started transitioning to where we've got more control and buying assets that we operate and we've got a larger interest in. So the end of last year. We had sold our Chisholm Trail prospect, which we had a 20% non-operated working interest. And we turned around and we bought Pine Mills, where we have a 87.5% working interest, and we are the operator. So that's a field over in East Texas, right on the Louisiana border. It's doing, you know, just over 100 barrels a day. We were the first operator in the last 3 years, three operators also, for that matter. We're the first in 3 years to make money, to be profitable on the asset. So we're happy about that. We're proud that we're able to do that. We're very efficient in our operations, and that's where we stand on that one. We've also got some recent news that we've had on that asset where we're 87.5% working interest. We have a judgment that we inherited, a collection, a judgment over the others. It's secured over the 12.5% working interest. So we've got legal proceedings that are moving forward on that. And very shortly, we'll have a conclusion to that where we'll either get paid the cash that's owed, or we'll have an auction and we'll use the judgment to bid and own the asset. And either outcome is a great outcome for us.
Yes, I mean, one of your most recent pieces of news was about Magnolia Petroleum. Do you want to just give shareholders an update as to what's happening there?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty simple. It was just an acquisition. We were approached by people associated with a company and for a large shareholding. And we looked at it and we saw options on how we could make money for our shareholders on that. So we went ahead and bought the shares. We bought them at a huge discount. And we've owned those shares. And so that's about all we can say at that point.
Yeah, so I mean, what's the future goal there with Magnolia, or can you not allude to that at the moment?
Well, they can speak to what they want to do with their business, but you know, it's a very minority position for us. When we acquired it, was less than 5% of our market cap, so it's really just a small investment.
Okay, and what's the future looking like for Nostratera? What's your sort of next two quarters news flow looking like?
Well, so back to the assets on the U.S. I mean, we've got the East Texas asset, Pine Mills, We've got West Texas, where we've been buying up a handful of leases in an area. And, you know, they're small, and in a way they're insignificant as far as the production. And that's fine, because what we're really doing is we're banking these reserves. So we're buying these assets and we're picking up these leases that they make money in their own right. But as long as they're producing, the leases will not expire, and that gives us other locations, other proven locations that we can drill in the future whenever we'd like. These locations right now at $40 oil, and we're above 40, but at $40 oil, you're a 2-to-1 return.
Okay.
So we can drill these whenever we want. We can drill them tomorrow. We can wait 20 years and drill them, but we can drill these whenever we'd like, and we're just building up that nice little inventory where it could be double the size of Pine Mills, for that matter, in the future. So that's a nice little thing that's kind of cooking in the background, and we're working on that. And then, of course, we've got Egypt. Egypt, we hadn't spoken much about in the past, and the reason for that was pretty simple. We didn't have much that we could say, as it was the asset wasn't progressing. There was nothing going on. But we've recently announced that we had acquired the other 50% of the JV, which gives us a full 50% of the asset now. We've got 50% of that concession that we own, and it's already closed. We own that, and we're working with the operator and with the government, EGPC, to work on the past issues and clean that up. And so the market, I think, is giving us no value, possibly negative value for that asset. But the reality is it's a producing asset. It's a good asset. And the issues were legacy issues. They were created by another party, and we are successful in proving that we can clean up these these problems. And we're working together. We're having good conversations with the other parties, and we're aligned in our interests. So we'll update on that here in the near future.
Okay. I can't really let you go without talking about cash, of course. So you really, mm-hmm. you placed back in April, £500,000. So I'm just wondering, what's the money being used for? Is it being used to accelerate the assets, paying off debt, or can you give us a bit more detail around that, please?
No, I mean, it hasn't gone towards debt, and that's something. Let me point that out while we're talking about that. In the past, for the last we're now coming up on 3 years here of oil downturn. Most banks that have got their loan, their senior facilities or even mezz facilities, you've got payments that need to be made, obviously, and you've got your redeterminations for the senior facilities that happen twice a year, where they look at your reserves and they look at your cash flow and they make an adjustment upward or downward on if they're going to give you more money or if you need to pay them back. And of course, with everything that's gone on, it's the banks calling the notes in, saying, "Look, guys, you need to pay these down." The follow on from that is that the companies have been putting out RNSs stating that they've negotiated and got a forbearance agreement, or that they've got other problems with their debt, etc. Mm. We've never had to announce anything like that, because we've always been very cautious on our debt. And so we're in the same position right now where we do not have a problem with that. We're not worried about that. So to answer your question, when we raise the money, we've been cautious, and we've been looking at a handful of opportunities. One, including buying out the other 50% of the JV, to where we now own the 50% interest in Egypt.
Yeah.
So we've got funds available for that, and we've got funds available for some further opportunities as well.
So at the moment, it's right to say you've still got the money, it's sitting there, and you're waiting for something useful to do it with.
yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay, Matt. Well, that's rounded up most of my questions for today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we leave?
I would direct anybody, if they're interested, to look at some of the recent announcements, look at our assets, look at Pine Mills, Permian Basin, and Egypt. I mean, like I said, with Egypt, I think you're getting no value. For Permian Basin, back in April, we put out an RNS giving the reserve report. You've got a value for the 87.5% interest that we currently own. at 3.5 million, 3.53 million PV10. So $3.5 million on a PV10. Our market cap is less than that, significantly less than that. And we've got that value for the 87.5. That doesn't include the other 12.5 that that we're moving forward, and we're pretty close on the foreclosure of that, or the collection of that. The valuation's way out of whack, and we're going to do everything we can to bring that, make that right, and continue to increase the value of the company.
Yeah, I mean, your market cap to me is looking something around $1.5 million at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And that doesn't include, so you got $3.5 million for the 87.5% of Pine Mills. You've got another 12.5 that's coming. You've got Permian Basin that hasn't been included. You have Egypt that hasn't been included. It's kind of shocking. There's a big disconnect, obviously.
So it's considerable upside, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, then. Well, it's been great talking to you, and we hope to hear a bit more from you in the future as to how Nostra Terra are getting on.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, and we've got a lot to update on, so we're happy to talk at any time about that.
Okay, thank you, Matt. So that was Matt Lofgren, CEO of Nostra Terra Oil and Gas, ticker NTOG on AIM. Thank you, Matt.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.